you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie.
Like what you hear, please share.
Special thank you to today's sponsors. For your wealth planning and investment service needs, call Financial Freedom Wealth Management and Opportunity Oregon, providing opportunity where it's needed. And to get in shape 24 hours a day, call Anytime Fitness for all your fitness needs in Lebanon, Oregon. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie. Hey, I'm so glad to have you all here today. I'm really excited for my good friend, Deirdre Breckenridge, who's with me today. And, you know, we all go through some challenges in life, and she's had some challenging time just recently, but is persevering because, you know what, life is how we live it. We move forward, we stay positive, and we live the journey. We have the good and the bad, and I'm just so thankful for her and her positive attitude and all that she brings. So we're going to jump over and talk to her soon. But first, I just wanted to remind you, my name is Russ Hedge. I'm an inspiration specialist, coach, motivational speaker. I love people. I love to connect with people. And so if you have the opportunity, go to RussHedge.com. Schedule time to chat with me. I love to reach out and help and encourage people. So I'm all about helping people with their purpose in life and moving forward, whether it's with your sales and marketing or just your outlook on life and your business. I can help. I'm there for you. So go to RussHedge.com for that. Also, as you know or may not know, I'm the author of Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose, all about encouraging you to live the life that you choose. And every day, whether good or bad happens, we get to choose what we do with that. So today, I want to encourage you to pick that book up at Amazon or any online booksellers. Also, if you're in the Oregon or local or Southwest Washington area, you can pick that up at local bookstores. So anyway, thank you so much again for joining us today. You know, we're so honored. We know that you have so many things you could be doing with your time, but you've joined us today. So I'm, without any further ado, I'm just going to go ahead and bring in Deirdre, and we're going to start chatting because I can't wait. Here we go. Good morning, Deirdre.
Good morning, Russ. It's so good to be here with you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. So thank you. I know that there's been some challenges in your life, and we appreciate the fact that you're moving forward and living life. And I thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for mentioning that. And being around people like you, Russ, and the positivity certainly makes it easier. Definitely. And I have my book. This is a good book. There's so much clear thinking and packed with purpose and just action steps. So I love
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I appreciate you. You have been such a blessing and such a great person to get to know and become friends with. And I appreciate all that you're doing. Speaking of what you're doing, why don't we just jump over for those people that don't already know all about you. Tell us all about Deirdre and what you're up to.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all about Deirdre. I guess you could say 30 plus years in public relations and marketing. I am someone who is a storyteller. So that means I'm an author. I'm on my 7th business book. One was just published recently. It's called Answers for Ethical Marketers. I'm also a children's book author. But in my storytelling, I also help others with their stories to ignite their communication and news and information and to lead pressing stories in the market. And most of all, to build those relationships that lead to business impact, because that's what it's about, right, Russ? It's all about relationships.
Well, it is. I mean, and that's where you and I mean, we have such a similar mindset, because as you build relationships and grow, it really is a positive effect on everybody. I mean, relationships, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. I mean, that's everybody knows that, but you have to have that know and like time to build that relationship. So you get to the point where people trust each other, whether, I mean, that's really a theme of life, right? I mean, not just business, it's a theme of life, relationship.
Absolutely. And trust takes time. It's not necessarily a given. And that means that we have to show more of our human and be vulnerable. And most of all, be present in our interactions. That's something that when you look at the landscape out there and what we're up against, whether it's personally or even professionally, it's so noisy. It's very noisy. And it's hard to be self-aware and to make sure that you're present and clear-minded, because that's the only way you can truly tune in, tap into somebody else's cues and how they're feeling. And that's so important today.
Well, and you mentioned that. I mean, it's interesting that the first chapter of my book is about fighting through the noise, because that's, I mean, that's what we find. This last year, there was more than ever, but every year, I mean, there's so much noise nowadays, so much going on that we need to focus ourselves in, right? Absolutely. Really get focused and intentional about what we're doing.
Well, intentional, that is the word. Everyone needs to be intentional when they show up to an interaction, no matter where they are. And it does mean there's some work that you have to do on your own. And I do it through breathing and meditation and even a little bit of self-hypnosis. And as a part of my communication training with executives and teams, I work that into communications, because there's no way that you can, if you're not aware of what's going on for yourself and present, you're never going to know how somebody else is feeling or what they're thinking or the signals that they're sending. So being intentional means you have to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Mind and body.
Yes. And you said it so good. And that is, you know, how we get ourselves prepared and how we move forward. It's like the old adage. I say this all the time, but it's so true. You know, the airplane, when you're on an airplane, if there's an emergency, you got to put your oxygen mask on first so you can help others. It's so overused, but it's so true, because if you aren't in the right spot and if you're not well, and if you're not moving forward in the right direction and not really stable in yourself, how can you help other people? How can you be a real advantage or help to those around you? And I think that what you said too is giving yourself time to rest, breathe, meditate, whatever you do in the morning or as you start your day, it's so important.
Yes. And I think we have to think more of making it a part of our lifestyle. It's not something that, you know, you can just once in a while, I'm going to breathe, that'll make me feel better, or I'm going to get burned out and so overworked that I'll take a week off and go back to this crazy schedule and all the noise with technology or news or what we're doing on our smartphones. It really is intentional when you set your mind to, maybe before you go to bed, taking some time to think about your day, being reflective and setting your intentions for the next day, what it's going to be like, or taking time in the morning to just breathe and sit with yourself. All of this helps. And for business professionals, especially, we're making decisions. Companies are doing multi-million, billion-dollar deals. Why wouldn't executives want to be clear-minded and present? And I know plenty of entrepreneurs who include meditation in their practice.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And the way you start your day and finish your day is so important. Just like you said, at the end of the day, having some good, clear thought, you know, when you go to bed, you end up dreaming about what you're thinking about. So you might as well put some good stuff in there, get yourself prepped for the next day so you can start having some positive dreams for the next day. And, you know, then you wake up and what you think about, you know, not to mention my book again, but my morning routine that's in there is all about starting off with the right mindset. And if you don't start that way, you let worry and trouble and noise affect you from the get-go. So you kind of start behind the eight ball and you start on a negative path if you don't intentionally put yourself on that positive path. And I know that you are that way. And with executives and people that you're dealing with, if they are not in the right place, yeah, how can they lead their teams? How can they get themselves and their company in the right spot or the place they want it to be if they're not in the right spot?
That's right. And sometimes I think many of us don't even know how distracted we are or how much we're not in the moment and recognizing what someone is saying or sharing. And it's very easy to get wrapped up in what you're doing. But for the sake of your families, for your teams, for your friends, for everyone around you, it's so good to tune in. Tune into yourself first so you can tune into others.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you do tune in and you're in the right spot, it helps you deal with our journey and life's challenges so much easier. I mean, so much better. It's not meaning that they're all suddenly great. It's just that you are in the right place. So it gives you more stability. It gives you more strength to go through those challenges. And I love, you know, I've been reading lately a book and it's talking about not looking at things, but looking through things, not focusing on the challenges and troubles of this world, but looking through and how you're going to overcome and get through those and live the journey that you're on in a positive way. And so I think that's so important is be able to have that stability so you can move through those things.
Yes, moving through is critical to all of our well-being. It's just as easy to be positive as it is to get trapped in lower negative, I call them vibrations, that you feel. And when you can sit with emotions and work through and let them move through you, any situation that you see or don't like, and kind of calibrate to a better feeling and a better thought, and see what a possible different outcome could be, you're better off. Because your thought process, what you think is what you internalize, which thoughts then become a part of your actions and behavior, which determines your outcomes. So yeah, it's all in the thought process.
Better thinking gives you a better life. I mean, what we are is what we think about, and we move in the direction of our strongest thoughts. So that's why we want to direct those strongest thoughts the right way and do things. So, man, I tell you, I just appreciate you and all that you stand for. Tell me just real quickly, the companies that you work with. I know that you're an author, you've written books helping people out, and you've done both children's books and business books, right? With your
yes,
husband.
Absolutely. And there is a whole framework behind everything that I do now. And that's that feel first model that I created. And whether I'm working with asset managers or lawyers or a trauma psychiatrist or an agency owner, everything is a part of this framework. And I can explain it if you'd like more detail on it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it comes out of a passion project that I launched over 2 years ago. And the reason being was I was, as I mentioned, in communications, studying verbal and nonverbal cues and working with so many different CEOs on training. And sadly and unfortunately, my stepdaughter, she left us very tragically and suddenly. And when she passed away, I really wanted to understand what millennials were thinking and feeling. She was a 24-year-old millennial when she passed. And I launched a study. I started talking to over 100 millennials And of course, that took about a year, and it's an ongoing study. And I found out from all the data that I collected, they wanted everyone around them to face fears, which means be more open and inclusive. They wanted the people around them to be empathetic, caring, kind, and have understanding. They wanted them to be ethical and have good judgment, and also to unleash their love and passion like millennials do around causes and take a stance. Well, if you think about it, that spells a word, feel. So I created the feel model of communications, which really means you have to feel first and understand where you are in terms of facing fears, empathy, ethics, and love in order to understand what somebody else is feeling. And I created a test that anybody out there who's watching right now, you can go see how much you feel first before you communicate. It's feelfirsttest.com. And it's a 32-question test that scores you. And it recommends a roadmap of things that you can do, exercises, to increase your level of feel in each one of those areas.
Right. And I actually went and took that test. It's, you know, very insightful to look at those type of things and be more introspective about yourself and where you're coming from. And I think it's important for us to have that feeling, that empathy for people, and to, you know, and, you know, really today there's a strong movement in the millennial direction. People wanting, you know, more empathy, more authenticity, more just passion in all that we're doing. And I think that that's what you're doing is incredible. And I just really appreciate that. We are drawing close to actually, believe it or not, the end of our time. So I want to make sure, I know it just flies by, but I want to make sure you have time to tell everybody. You gave the website for that, but give your contact information because they're going to want to know more about you, Deirdre. So we need to make sure they know how to get in touch with you. How do they do that?
Well, thank you. So I am on LinkedIn. Please connect with me there. I'm also on Twitter answering a lot of questions around my books and my work. So I'm at Dee Breckenridge on Twitter. And anybody can email me and let me know what you're thinking and how you're feeling at Deirdre at pureperformance.com with two M's.com. And if you want to see how feel translates into a children's book, because feel starts in the home with parents and children, you can check out our book, A Whisper from Noelle.com. And there's information about our first children's book. And the second one's also coming out soon too.
Oh, cool. Very good. Well, that's awesome. Well, listen, thank you again. I appreciate you taking time today. Like I said, I know that today was the easiest day to do a podcast. So I appreciate you so much.
And thank you.
I just want to just remind you that praying for you, thinking about you and your family, and thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you. I'm so glad that we got the opportunity to chat, Russ. And I know we'll be talking more.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. Well, listen, hang tight for just a second. And I just want to remind everybody that we are so thankful that you're here today and that every Monday and Thursday at 8 a.m. get the right time, 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time right now. We are here live, 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time every Monday and Thursday. And then it sits on the platforms on Facebook, on YouTube. You're able to go there. We were broadcasting on Twitter. I'm not sure there's been some changes there, if that's still happening, but we'll double check on that. But definitely for sure on Facebook and YouTube, you can get that. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Just befriend me on social media. Love to connect with people. And please comment on this and share it. If you're watching on replay, put hashtag replay, make comment, share it with your friends. We appreciate all of you so much for watching today. And until we meet again, have a great day and a great life. We'll talk to you real soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.